VFW Mobile.
4HX Mobile.
Talking about this heat wave yesterday, and they were saying that it was busting car windows and warping roads and making them buckle and stuff. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
That was up in Alaska because of the cold.
Buckle roads. I was going to say, I haven't seen it buckle roads. I've seen it bust windows, but not buckle roads.
Windows cracked open a little bit. I need to find me some of them wind deflectors, but I really don't want any that glue on.
Yeah, but like today, it's a possibility of rain, so I don't want to let my window crack. But I didn't realize it would actually bust the tempered glass if it got that hot. But yeah, I saw a picture of a road that, I guess because it spans one way, it completely buckled and pushed itself up in the middle. So, that was really weird. I've never seen that.
But, Ken, they make those rain guards, or vent visors is what they're called, that snap in the groove where the window goes up and down. That hold pretty good.
Tech made some of those. But, WeatherTech doesn't make any for my model, because I guess there just ain't enough of those cars.
Advisor. The first day I got my truck after work and it read 100 degrees.
Pulling people down yesterday. They were dragging everywhere. It was hot.
It was hot after I parked the car because this morning I come in and my little mount did suction cups to the windshield was skewed a little bit.
Because, I mean, if it's 100 degrees outside, the inside of your car's, I think it's about 14 degrees higher, if not a little more than that.
I have to watch how I park this truck when I'm stopped. If the sun's beating through the windows, it just overruns the air conditioners.
I fly my plane after work today, but I'm scared to death to put the foam plane and the batteries and stuff in the truck. I'm going to try to get the wife to bring it to me if I get to go. Good idea to leave some LiPo batteries in that much heat.
It would, but you could always put them in a cooler.
I can see that. About the only thing I got is a little flameproof bag that I keep them in. But then I was worried about the styrofoam. I don't know if it would melt it or not.
Well, ice back in there should be fine, right?
So I just went ahead and told the wife what I need, and so she was going to bring it to me.
That's money for you to just go play.
Yeah, I know. Work, it's not that bad. It's just a little out of the way, and then I can go on home. For her, it'll be leaving the house and going all the way to the airfield and going all the way back home. So it will be a little gas that way.
They're off of 101 out there by the north end of Lake Cunningham.
Kind of, sort of, I think. I don't know how close it is to 101, but it's Sloan Airfield.
Oh, yeah.
KO4HK, it is. I drove by yesterday when I went out to JD Tractor.
The weather holds off. That way I can do it. I still can't fly solo yet, so I can't go on my own and go whenever I want.
Regulation.
Club regulation. They just make sure you know how to fly it and what the rules are.
The airfield?
I believe it's owned by the Sloan family, but they allow them the use of the airfield, so they get out there and take care of it and mow it, weed eat, and everything else. So there's some ultralights out there. I've just never seen anybody out there to fly one or do anything else with it. So who knows if they actually use it or not.
Hey, that's what you need. Man, just think how quick you can get to work with one of those.
In the parking spot, trying to find a spot for it.
But to fight the traffic on 85.
All right. And I'd hate to see what kind of restrictions there are about the, with it being close to GSP.
Use the tower and see what they say.
There's something on YouTube, and I don't know how I stumbled across it, but a guy was flying, it's like one of the small planes, like a Cessna or something like that, but he wouldn't respond to the air traffic controller, so they sent a, I think it was either an F-16 or F-18 to go intercept the plane because it was in some kind of restricted airspace and trying to make contact with him. And once they finally got him on the radio, they got him going, and they're like, you know, once you land, I need you to write down this number, and you need to call this number. I am pulled in the parking lot, so I'm going to mosey myself on inside. I'm going to say 7-3 to you. If I get on the radio, it'll probably be 5:30, 5:00, 6:00, you know, pushing 6 o'clock. So I don't know if I'll get to talk to y'all this evening, but if I don't, y'all have a good one, and hopefully we'll talk to you Monday or Friday morning. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and we will holler at you later. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, and I should still be around then. Have a good day. KO4HX.
Andrew, have a good day. KN4TFW.
You leaving to go get your daughter?
Road by 5 o'clock. I'd like to be anyway. Yeah, Roger.
Are you going up?
6:40, 75.
By the time we're getting out, you'll probably be getting close to the black hole on 26.
Hey, you guys have to call out on this repeater, or on the 285 repeater, rather.
Both of them.
The antenna on the truck before it got tore up. I mean, I could make the repeater even after I made the turn on I-40.
Just a stretch on 26 where I believe it's Pinnacle Mountain that gets in between Caesar's Head and the repeater.
Get up right up there and just pick them up and then turn right around and come back. She's off today, and I guess she's off for about 10 days in a row now.
Hope y'all have a good, safe trip and don't have any problems.
Well, should be leaving early enough to miss a lot of that traffic, you know, and I should miss it on in Knoxville. If I get to leave at 5, I should be there by about 7.
Yeah, you're going to hit malfunction junction in Asheville, if you're not careful.
Get up through there before 6.
Will be. Sorry about that, I was yawning.
I don't have to make 200 stops on the way back. I know when the daughter and the son-in-law drove down, I mean, it took them like damn 10 hours. I don't know how it happened, and then when he came by himself, he made it in 4. There's no way you can make it in 4 unless you just got it wound out.
Quite a drive, 4 hours.
Interstate, I'd say, you know, you could do it, because it's only like, I don't know, 250 miles one way or whatever, but dang, the last you know, 60 miles is out through the country, and then you got, you know, going through the gorge, and that, it's like you can do 70 through there. So, I mean, you have to really be wound out.
Through Tennessee there on that stretch of 40, the speed limit is 70, so most people are running about 90.
The speed limit, and leave it at that.
I am. And everybody's worried about gas mileage. Well, if you'd slow down just about 65, you'd do a lot better. Well, that's where the fuel curve really takes off on them. They've got them tuned that way.
And get some non-ethanol to top it off with, and then see if that makes any difference.
if it will on that newer car, but on the older cars, it sure makes a big difference.
Trucks have their antennas kind of pointed forward at a 45 instead of vertical. Is that just for looks?
Some of it's for looks, but originally it was to get the SWR down on it and get it away from the cab, the load coil away from the cab.
I never seen any like that when I was growing up.
It's kind of pointless. If your SWR is that high there, then it's probably because your ground, shielding, or your ground's not right, basically.
COVID to 4X Ray Whiskey.
Yeah, man, is that Damien?
That'd be me. Well, I got mine that way in the big truck here for the simple fact to keep from whacking trees. I learned a long time ago you put it down instead of standing up. You don't whack no trees, hardly.
That one. Been there, done that. I took mine out one day.
Good morning.
Sitting where I am. I can't speak for Kent.
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's my Friday today. Thank God.
I got one more day of my Friday to be here. I have a good day every day now. They've actually changed me again, which I'm happy where they put me. They've actually put me over next to you, where a plant called Riga used to be her facility. And there's about 15 little cans in there. So that is enough to keep me busy all day at that one plant.
Dad, at least you know where you're going every day, right?
Yeah, there's a couple short hauls, but most of mine's long hauls. I run back and forth from that plant all the way down to Union County to landfill. I make two or three loads a day, and that's it. I get to go home. That's my 11 hours.
That Jane at the gate, do they?
No, they don't have her. That's for sure. Now, she walks. She makes everybody walk a tight rope, don't she?
And you'd be amazed at how many people don't get in.
I come in there one day, and I don't know, it was coming there with a can from another customer. I didn't know they wouldn't let you bring in a can from another customer. And I was, they needed something done, needed something hauled real quick. It was an emergency. I was just going to pop in there and set mine down and pick it up, run it, come back and pick mine back up. She told me I had to turn around and go find a place to put that outside the gate. It was not going on that property.
Right.
Now, is this the same one that the lady snuck through the gate and got into the parking lot?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it was. She probably had a truck pull up, you know, and cleared the gate and was, you know, doing stuff with them. And then the cars were coming in from lunch and it just followed another one in.
How did she get in there?
Try me again.
I said, did she used to work her, or why did she need in there?
Was drunk, and then she came in, went down there to the parking lot, and walked around in the parking lot, and then she started emptying her car and throwing a bunch of shit, clothes and that, in the back of somebody's truck, and that. And then when somebody finally noticed her, man, she'd been there like a couple of hours, but Spartanburg County came and fixed her right up. How many truck drivers won't show her their license?
People are anal about stuff like that. I don't know why. I mean, but they won't be a butt about it.
That one. I don't understand why you wouldn't show your ID, KO4HDX.
I don't believe that their work ID should be good enough.
N4ZLK.
I'm Shane.
Good morning, Patrick, and good morning to the other gentleman. Name is Shane.
Patrick and Ken, we just had a guy fired because he wouldn't show his ID, and he made a comment to the security guard. He'd been going there a while, and a new security supervisor was training the guy, and he didn't want to show his driver's license. He said he wanted to show his work ID, but not his driver's license, and then he made a comment. They called in and complained, and he got banned from their property. So it does happen. Good morning, N4ZLK.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, Shane, how many people don't get in the gate. There's at least three or four every week.
And you know, them same people probably the ones that you see these videos where the police pulls them over. They go around and around and around about seeing their ID.
It's how many truck companies send a driver to a chemical plant that doesn't have a hazmat certification.
I thought that y'all had more security now. That Riga over there, old Hercules, has got more security. I had to go through an all-day class, well, half a day class over there on a Monday. Safety class, background check, drug screen, the whole nine yards just to come in there to get the can and leave.
Trash, right?
Yeah, but I had to go through the whole deal that they send their contractors to.
Contractors that are on site, they have to do that. But I don't think the people that are just coming in, picking up and going, I don't believe they do.
Mason made me take a class, all that stuff. It wasn't very long. It was only about an hour, but it still had to do it.
Now, I got my own key card. I can come and go as I please. I don't have to wait on Lieutenant Betty to show up to let me in.
Lieutenant Betty. They make you go through all them background checks and stuff. They should give you a full-time job.
Or if you take the class, you'll be able to go, you know, in the plant unescorted. But if you don't take the class, then somebody's got to be with you and be responsible for you.
I worry about myself, and I don't want to be responsible for my own self.
K4DFW.
It's Ray Whiskey.
What you're saying there's days that I wish somebody else was me.
It's on Mondays. And if Monday's a holiday and I'm off, it's Tuesdays. That's usually the way I feel on them days.
Where are you working at today?
I'm a mile, kid.
Pass Road at Melview Road in Greenville, just past the hospital in Millways.
Working at?
View Road and Melview Road, I believe it was.
West Ferris Road at Melview Road. If you drive on West Ferris from Augusta, you will pass us today.
Continue straight onto.
Roll through the gate. So you guys have an awesome day. Stay safe out there on the road. And hopefully I can catch you tonight or another time. And so Patrick, Damien, Chandler, and Shane, you guys have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
Ken, have a great day. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4HKX.
KN73, like I always, enjoyed it. Kilo Victor 43 Whiskey.
Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon this afternoon.
In a quarter mile, KO4WWZ.
Good morning, Kim. I'm going back to get another cup of tea. You guys have a good day. Patrick, I'll talk to you later. See you, Chandler. And I think it's Damon. Good to meet you. This is Shane, N4ZLK.
I think me and you spoke before. I stay on 4-7 a good bit, and I bounce around over here just listening a lot of times. But I think me and you spoke once or twice.
I'm trying to think. What repeater is that?
SkyOne repeater, 145.47.91.5 tone.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I had an HD, but the antenna broke. And because the antenna broke, I can't carry it with me while I'm on the job, especially today. That makes me upset because we're supposed to have thunderstorms today, and I want access to that Skyhorn repeater in case we get some severe weather.
Doing some work on it, it's actually got better over the years. Especially the last 6 months, they've been doing some work on the stuff, so it seems to be a good repeater. Solid repeater.
Mom's daughter.
I've got the class and all that. I'll participate when I can, but I don't get into it like some of them guys do.
Mom's daughter. I learned how to interpret and read regular data. I learned a little bit about everything. I really enjoy it all, to be really honest with you. I really do.
I've been messing with something. It's pretty easy. I got it started the other day, yesterday, running, but fire department up here. I've been on fire department 23-some years. Farmer County used to have someone that was, I don't know if he's a ham or what he was, but that was running a scanner feed that had the fire departments and stuff. And something in the last month happened and they're no longer running it no more. Can't even find the scanner feed no more, online scanner feed. So I decided I was going to do it, so I created this Broadcastify account. Got approved. Got the new Spartanburg Fire and City Fire up and running scanner feed now. So I ain't never done nothing like that, so that was a neat little deal I done.
I love listening to the scanner feed. Especially, now, what I don't understand is I can hear Greenville County Sheriff on broadcastivity, but if I want to use a regular scanner, and it may be because it's no longer through analog, I can't hear the GCSO. So, do I need to get, like, a newer scanner to hear the Palmetto 800 stations?
One P25 scanner. I recommend getting you a phase two because they're in the process of converting over to phase two. I think the deadline is 2025. The whole South Carolina state will be converted over to phase two P25. So you might as well do it right the first time. They're a little expensive, but that's what you're going to have to receive that if they're not encrypted. Now, if they're encrypted, you're just out of luck.
I hate that encryption stuff. You think that people would be curious enough to understand that it's the American public would like to hear what's going on with our police officers.
So why they do that? And as to keep like the scanner feeds and all that, that's to keep the criminals from easily, and even having a scanner too, but easily listening in and know that they're on to them and all that, plus as far as EMS, patient identification, and all that good stuff. So that's the reason they've started to go on encryption. There's too much people listening and, you know, getting in other people's business and stuff. So, yeah, it sucks. I enjoy listening to it, too. I'm very fortunate enough to be on the fire department and have a 800 radio that I can listen to. I don't even have to have a scanner, but eventually, you know, only the channels that we use will become encrypted and the other ones will be encrypted.
I wonder if maybe they'll get some of the 800 megahertz channels to the ham radio operators. If they're switching over.
100 megahertz, but I don't think they're going to do 800. 800, 700, 800 is dedicated mainly to public safety.
I guess I could still use a scanner to listen to ham radio stuff. I mean, if the, you know, emergency services go encrypted, I could still listen to other things, I suppose.
HKX.
Go ahead. Kilo into 4X-ray whiskey.
I was just going to say 7-3 to you guys. I've arrived at my next destination. Yep, you be careful out there on the roads today. Channel, you stay safe out there flagging traffic. Be careful. And I will talk to y'all all down the line. KO4HKX, clear.
Kilo Victor 483 Whiskey, and I'm
getting
out here too. I'm at my next destination, so have a good Kilo Victor 483 Whiskey clear.
As long as you're talking to you. As long as you're talking to you as well.
Boss, have a good Kilo Victor 483 Whiskey. Keep you for FCM.